Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
John and Drumcondra says, Cormac, they've been talking about rejuvenating the city centre, especially O'Connell Street, for 30 years, yet it still has two massive derelict sites, not to mention all the other social ills in surrounding streets. So says John. Well, from a lack of development maybe in Dublin to the same in County Clare, because there, controversial plans to develop multi-million euro retail and office buildings on the site of two of the main car parks in the town of Ennis have been put on hold. The developments, you see, are part of a town renewal plan called Ennis 2040, which also promised about 5,000 jobs, 450 new homes, extensive public amenities as well. But it was met with opposition from a group called Save Ennis Town. And Drive Time's John Cook has his report.
So we want to create a world-class a riverside location through retail, jobs, housing, parks, promenades, and we've got to get away from parking outside the door of wherever we want to go.
This was the vision of Ennis 2040 last April.
Ennis 2040 created a plan that was more New York than Ennis.
That vision, though, was seen as a nightmare for others.
What they're proposing is a vulgar monstrosity, totally out of scale, in the heart of medieval Ennis, taking away valuable centre town parking.
Following protests and petitions from a group campaigning to save Ennis Town, some of the major aspects of what was described as a transformative town plan are now officially on pause, specifically at the Abbey Street and Parnell Street car parks, which were earmarked for 3 and 5 storey retail, office and residential buildings facing the River Fergus. There's also a new interim chief operating officer for Ennis 2040, a designated activity company set up by Clare County Council. Pádraig McElwee told me he's taking a fresh look.
My recommendation is that maybe we should consider pausing the projects, reflect on what has been said, and look at where the future for Ennis is.
This was described as a remarkable renewal, realising Ennis's full potential by 2040. 5,000 new jobs, 450 houses, offices, retail spaces. Is it dead in the water now?
No, it's still very much alive, very much vibrant. In the coming weeks, I think we're going to make some very strategic announcements which will really talk to that about the future of Ennis. We are aware in the Causeway Quarter, the judicial review is withdrawn, so that allows us to progress that housing development. With the new library down there, that's going to really add value to that part of town. So I'm pretty confident. I think Ennis has a fantastic future.
I understand 2.2 million euro has been made available through the council to Ennis 2040 in funding so far for these early stages. Is it back to the drawing board and is that money wasted?
No, that money's not wasted. When the original plan was drafted, these were identified as some of the key strategic sites. So we were obligated to look at how do we develop those sites. Ideally, it would have been great if everything had gone with everybody's agreement. It didn't. But I think it's responsible on us to sit back and say, right, what is best for Ennis?
It made no sense. It was crazy stuff. We're happy that the whole thing has been paused.
With the most contentious developments of Ennis 2040 now parked, there's broad welcome among local councillors, while the Save Ennis campaign is relieved to maintain those spaces for cars. Travel councillor Garode Mannion is their chairperson.
We're happy to plan for the future. We're happy to develop the town. And we're very happy with lots of aspects of the Ennis 2040 plans. But specifically, we were not at all happy with the elimination of the civic spaces and the car parks in town. The businesses will die if there is no car parking. That's a simple fact.
Will Ennis die if there's no future vision, though, and no retail, office spaces, housing developments on the scale that was proposed in Ennis 2040? Because just bringing cars into town doesn't work, does it, with the amount of retail vacancy you can see on the streets of this town like others?
When the cars come in, they need some place to park. That's a fact. You have to have some place for the customers to park.
And Ennis 2040 said that there'd be a bus service, which is still going ahead this year. There'd be more public realm spaces, places to walk, cycle, etc. You can't keep parking outside the doors of shops.
Yes, and hopefully a park and ride as well. bring them on. Bring on the bus service, bring on the improved accessibility for cycling, and bring on the park and ride. We just felt that perhaps they were getting the cart before the horse.
With much of Ennis 2040 back to the drawing board, there is local speculation on a number of commercially sensitive new announcements expected in the near future as the town centre's new look streets take shape through an €11.5 million public realm scheme. It's caused significant disruption for local business, and the diggers are still blocking some areas around the Daniel O'Connell Monument, where I met estate agent Dermot McMahon. I asked the former Ennis Chamber president if the wide-scale roadworks, combined with Ennis 2040's plans to build over car parks, was too much too soon for the town.
For people, while those works were going on, future visions of what was going to happen in other parts of the town, that was quite challenging. Particularly, I think, when we didn't have a clear view in terms of what access to the town would be like. And for me, the future of any town is based on three pillars. The first being that you have a space that people want to be in, that is attractive, that they want to live and work and shop in and socialise. Secondly, it must be safe. And the third one is accessibility. And in the absence of alternatives, I suppose, Ennis has been very much focused on parking, because that was really our only way to get into town, and it is always going to be a part of the mix in terms of how we get into the town.
You warned last year when I spoke to you that leaving things the way they are, having no plan for Ennis, wouldn't save the town, because like lots of towns there are challenges here in terms of vacant retail spaces, shops that have closed down and people going elsewhere. Are you confident there is still a plan here for the future of Ennis and that it is Ennis 2040?
Absolutely. And I think a lot of those spaces, these public realm works have been completed. You'll actually see there's much less vacancy. Those spaces are starting to be filled. And we now need to start focusing on what we do want. And there's been probably too much discussion in terms of what we don't want. So we need to look positively forward to the future. We have a new CEO coming into Clare County Council very shortly. There's an interim new CEO in terms of Ennis 2040. They'll have a new vision, they'll have a new take on where we go. If you don't have that vision and you don't have that plan, when funding becomes available from local government and government in general, you're not going to get the funding. So we must have a plan forward. Staying still isn't an option.
Staying still isn't an option, so says Dermot McMahon of Ennis Chamber. They're ending John Cook's report from County Clare.